Anthony Dockrell is in to run us through Weekend Warrior for another week. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Tess.
What has been happening?
Look, quite a few things happened on the weekend. Look, it was Armistice Day, you know.
Remembrance Day. So my dad, I'm just to butt in straight off the bat. My dad's birthday is Remembrance Day, and it is embarrassing how long he had my brother and I convinced that everyone stopped for a minute's silence for him. I just wanted to throw that out. The ultimate dad prank.
Oh, dads. Yeah, so look, guns went silent on the 11th of November, 1918. Fast forward 100 years and, you know, have we remembered the lessons of that terrible war?
I'm guessing the answer is not super positive.
You know, look, Donald Trump was in France to mark the occasion. And Trump showed he still hasn't lost his touch when it comes to ridiculous behaviour. You know, when he stayed in his hotel room, rather than go to an American military cemetery outside Paris because it was raining.
Right.
Because it was raining.
I was really hoping you were going to keep talking and then you didn't. That was the reason. Okay.
Yes, that was the reason. You know, meanwhile, you know, Macron and Merkel, representing, you know, the two main countries at the heart of the conflict, you know, held hands and showed Trump. You know, what real leaders do. They don't sit in a hotel room and impotently tweet. And in Trump's case, tweeting about the California bushfires and blaming everybody for them.
I love this because didn't he cut a bunch of funding to preventing California bushfires?
Yeah, but you know.
That's okay.
It's everyone's mismanagement.
Got it.
Yep.
I'll write that down.
They just don't have the tremendous IQ he has. yeah, look, speaking of, you know, Trump, you know, our fair dinkum Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
True blue.
He wasn't sitting in a French hotel room because he never made the trip.
Oh.
It seems our PM will only fly VIP if there's a bus waiting for him at the other end with his face on it. And look, I don't know the real reason why Morrison never made the trip to France. You know, look, I would have thought, you know, 100 years since Armistice, it would have.
It's pretty significant.
Yeah, you know, all the major world leaders being in one place. I mean, another good reason would have been, you know, the terrible toll that conflict had on young Australians. And also, I guess, Malcolm Turnbull wasn't available. but look, you know, the absence does feed into something I want to quickly talk about.
Like, okay.
It's becoming more apparent as the days go by that, you know, Morrison and his team think it's a great strategy to make him look like he's not a politician.
Is this feeding into the dinky dye, true blue.
Most definitely.
Meat pies.
You know, and look, it's a bit hard to do that when you're, you know, you're actually the Prime Minister of Australia. But that's what they're doing. And that's why you've got Morrison running around in a polo shirt, a collection of caps, you know, eating meat pies and, you know, and talking about not being inside the Canberra bubble. And if you think about it for 10 seconds, it's the most laughable thing in the world to say.
Yeah.
If there's anyone in the Canberra bubble, it's the Prime Minister.
It's the guy who leads the Canberra bubble.
But look, this is really, at the same time, this is just a Trump-lite strategy. You know, all that's missing is talk of draining the swamp and you know, and punching down on Mexicans, which unfortunately wouldn't make any sense for him. But he does have his own version of Mexicans. You know, he's punching down. He did a bit of punching down on the weekend on that one.
Yep.
That's what's going on. But if you know, look at the latest news poll, this fair dinkum Trump strategy, it's working really well if you're Bill Shorten.
Oh, God, if you're Bill Shorten. Yeah. I was about to say, oh, God, is it? If you're Bill Shorten. Right.
And let's talk about the member for Balkan Hills, David Elliott.
Let's go.
He updated his three-line statement on why he used parliamentary privilege to talk about an alleged assault by the now former Labor leader, Luke Foley. You know, he spoke about this matter, you know, without getting permission from the victim at the heart of the matter, ABC reporter Ashley Raper. Because of Elliott's, you know, purely selfish behaviour, she now faces potentially years of litigation and the pain of being at the heart of a very public scandal.
And she didn't want any of this.
No, she didn't. Now, look, Luke Foley never deserved to get away with this, and he is now where he belongs in the dustbin of history.
Yep.
But it's very clear that she did not want this to go public.
I mean, my heart just breaks for her. She's had this happen to her, which is just awful to begin with. And, you know, you see all the Facebook comments about, like, oh, why didn't you turn around and deck him? Well, you know, flight, fright, and freeze. But not only has she had this happen to her, which is just awful, she's tried to just, okay, let's not kick up a fuss because we all know what happens when women kick up a fuss about this sort of thing. Nope, jokes, you're going to get dragged into this anyway and then still get called a liar and still have all the mud slung around despite being dragged into this against your own will.
Yeah, so look, Elliot updated his three-line statement to say, I'm deeply sorry for the hurt my comments have caused Miss Rapier. That was it. You know, you get a real sense of this man, the breadth and depth of David Elliott, don't you, from these measly lines.
My eyes have rolled so far back into my head, I don't think I can, ugh.
Yep. So look, you know, David Elliott needs to join Luke Foley in the dustbin of history. The Premier should sack him today.
Yeah, that'd be good to see.
Sack him today. The problem is I don't think our Premier, Alan Jones, will do it. There you go.
Cheers,
and that was
Anthony.
Weekend.
Anthony Dockrell with Weekend Warrior. Running you through the last 48 hours or so. Yes, wouldn't that be interesting to see David Elliott be sacked? But somehow my breath is not held.